Good morning from 100.3 WNIC. It is Tuesday. Jay Towers, Allison, Chelsea, welcome to our little radio show here in Detroit. And if you're joining us worldwide on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts, whatever time of the day it is when you're listening to this, it's morning while we're telling you this, we thank you for listening. We know you check in with us at all different times, and we certainly appreciate that. And don't forget to subscribe and tell your friends. On the show today, we'll do cross-exam. We do that every Tuesday. Always love doing that. Also, I have put together today, for us, how about this? Music mystery solved. Music mystery solved. So I'll give you a music mystery, but we'll solve the mystery.
It's no longer a mystery.
No, it's solved.
Nice.
Fabulous.
Like, who's doing the sound effect in her own song that you didn't know was a sound effect of her making the sound effect? That is a bad tease, but you know what I'm saying.
There's we get where you're going with that.
Like, fun facts.
Yeah.
With music, what do you call that? With a music example.
Right. Is it going to be as complicated as it sounds right now?
I don't know. I'm all jumbled up. We'll talk about some of the coronavirus stories, as always. Something we call Fall Festival today. It's called Fall Festival. Today's the first day of fall. So a couple of things happening here in the fall. I wore my orange tie for television today.
Way to plan ahead.
Appropriate.
Right.
I wore my Tis the Season sweatshirt again.
Because
I kind of ran out of clothes to wear, but I figured, you know, once a week, maybe now until we flip. Like,
yeah, why not? Throw the Easter outfit in there, too,
your
Halloween costume. We'll give you two shots to win $10,000. Purses for Nurses is back. That's coming up at 8:50 today. And anything else you guys want to talk about, we'd love to hear from you, as always, on social media, Facebook. Always check in with us here at WNIC, or again, or wherever you listen. So ready to go.
Jay Towers in the morning on demand. Here's the Hollywood Minute with Chelsea.
On the season premiere of her show, Ellen DeGeneres admitted that things happened that never should have. She wasn't aware of those things until now. Here's a little bit about what she had to say.
All right, here's some.
I learned that things happened here that never should have happened. I take that very seriously, and I want to say I am so sorry to the people who were affected. I know that I'm in a position of privilege and power, and I realize that with that comes responsibility, and I take responsibility for what happens at my show.
Wow.
I'm confused, though, because there seems to be two things going on. There's this climate in the workplace that she didn't know about, but yet she's responsible for as the boss. But then there are all the stories of the people that were told not to look her in the eye. I mean, then there are the Ellen
at
the very
stories.
Center. Yeah. So,
well, she also addressed being the nice person that you see on TV and whether she really is that be kind to one another person.
Is that this? Is that what the second clip here?
Yep.
Let me play that.
Being known as the Be Kind Lady is a tricky position to be in. The truth is, I am that person that you see on TV. I am also a lot of other things. Sometimes I get sad. I get mad. I get anxious. I get frustrated. I get impatient. And I am working on all of that.
It's funny because, but what so many people have said was mean.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I don't know.
You think she's just going to come out in front of millions of people and say,
I'm mean?
Yeah, I have a tendency to be mean.
And tell people not to look at me in the eye.
Yeah, I mean, that's never going to happen.
Right.
Vanessa Bryant's mother says that her own daughter kicked her out of their home after Kobe, who's, you know, obviously her son-in-law, passed away. Sophia Lane tearfully claims in a TV interview that she was told, I need you to get out of this house. Vanessa quickly responded in a written statement saying, my husband and daughter passed away unexpectedly, and yet my mother had the audacity to do a television interview speaking negative of me. She said that her and Kobe have supported her mom financially for the past 20 years. They continue to do so. And she said she has not been physically present or emotionally supportive of my daughters and me.
Wow.
That's terrible. You know, you often hear, like, when bad things happen, family come together. And boy, what a terrible time for family to fall apart.
I'm just saying, there had to have been more to this situation than just that. And finally, the original Friday the 13th is hitting theaters around the country on October 4th, 6th, and 7th to celebrate its 40th anniversary. There will be a featurette about all of the movie's gory special effects as well.
Oh.
TV Tonight, the first elimination on Dancing with the Stars and America's Got Talent.
All right, so will that Carol Baskin go home? We'll see. In the meantime, we are ready for Tuesday, and we have cross-exam coming up. We do it every Tuesday on the show. Looking forward to that. A couple things going on in town today, too, like how Shinola is encouraging you to get out and vote. I'll tell you about that coming up. It is time for cross-exam, a Tuesday favorite with our show. Allison, how's cross-exam work?
We ask each other three questions, sometimes silly, sometimes serious, always entertaining, play in the car on your way to work, at work, or always a dinner time favorite with your family.
Yes, so let's play cross-exam today. Would you rather use eye drops made of vinegar or toilet paper made from sandpaper? This is the worst one ever.
That's just honestly
because it's not even like one's uncomfortable and one's kind of uncomfortable. Both of these are horrible. I mean, vinegar in your eyes would be terrible.
Well, I feel like that would make you go blind.
Right.
Yeah, I'll go and I'll say the sandpaper because I feel that you can at least mitigate the effects by how hard soft you use it.
How much pressure you apply.
Yeah, right.
That's a lot of exfoliating in an area that just
doesn't need to be exfoliated.
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Chels, what do you got?
Well, I never use eye drops ever, and I don't have glasses or contacts or anything like that. So I'm going to just roll the dice and go with that one and hope that I'm never going to have to use it.
Oh, I see. So it's not it's not required. You know what? I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have, toilet paper, you have to use toilet paper. You don't have to use eye drops.
I do.
You don't want to. Allison would have to.
I have a dried out eye that needs tears added. And then I have a contact eye that I use rewetting drops for. So I was going by my own, I'm pouring vinegar in my face all day long. I'm like a salad over here.
Sounds like a good seasoned salad. What do you have in house? I'm going with the sandpaper as well, because I feel like I can at least be in control of that. Question number two, would you rather have your flights delayed or always be seated by an annoying person on the plane? So what would it be? Would you rather always know that whatever flight you take is going to be delayed, we'll say by 2 hours, or would you rather always be on time but sitting next to someone super annoying? Else.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, that's such a broad, annoying can be so many different things. Like sometimes annoying, sometimes I get a kick out of annoying people.
Right.
Not annoying them, but of them being annoying. You know what I mean? Like I actually want to further talk to them because.
True.
You know what I mean?
Just want to pick their brain.
Yeah, I want to really find out why they're so annoying.
But as people that have flown with you now, maybe more often than some in your life, I can tell you that, you know, you may only be awake 80% or 70% of the time. So, I mean.
Exactly. What do I care? Yeah. I'm going to be knocked out in 5 minutes.
You may be knocked out.
Put me in front of, or put me next to all the annoying people.
All right.
Yeah, but I don't know. What if you get someone that's sitting next to you that
keeps waking me up?
Well, hope the plane doesn't go down.
Oh my God.
Just be so terrible.
Oh my God.
Well, I'm pretty sure I overheard the pilot talking earlier, and he said that, you know, he's not convinced that we're not going to go down.
Remember that day I took a third one?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, well.
Oh yeah, we remember the effects of that.
Allison. It's time to wake up.
I can't.
No, I'm good. Allison, everybody's exited the plane. We've landed.
You're the last one on.
Oh, no.
I know. Oh. All right. Chels, what did you pick?
I'm going with annoying people. I wouldn't be able to stand having the flight delayed every single time.
Yeah, I'm going the opposite. I'd rather the flight be on time. I want the flight to be on time. I can deal with annoying people. Because
what about the stinky person again?
I was going to say, what if they're stinky? No,
It didn't say stinky. No. It said annoying. And I have the earphones. Last question. Would you rather be without elbows or without knees?
No.
I'm telling you right now, Frankenstein over here, I'm going with, I know what I need my knees for. But for elbows, I think I'm okay. I'll go without elbows.
So you're going to text like this all
I can
the time?
Still do everything, just I'll look awkward, but I need to be able to get up and sit down off chairs and things like that. I'm not.
That's the thing. Even if I'm staying the path of my sedentary lifestyle, yeah, I still do need to get in and out of bed.
Right.
You know?
Right. The arms would be awkward, but you could do it. That's what I'm going with that. Okay. What about you, Chelsea?
Same.
Yeah. Same?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. There's cross-exam. Go ahead. Ask some friends and family these questions later today. Let us know how it goes. 100.3 WNIC.
Jay Towers in the morning
on iHeartRadio.
Chase Jr.'s at home this holiday season. A way for us to do some very special things for kids that are going through a tough time. We're not going to Disney this year, but we can do everything we can to make the holiday special. So just go to WNIC.com and check out the application today. Headlines this morning, Allison Chelsea, Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris in Detroit and Flint later today. This will be her first visit to Michigan since being named Joe Biden's running mate. Not a whole lot of details about the visit just yet, but we will keep you up to date. We know she'll be here today. The president stopped into a couple of places, an aviation company near Dayton, Ohio, and then he went on to Toledo. Ohio is an important swing state in the upcoming election. So we
usually
will see.
Is.
I was going to say, aren't they every year?
Yeah. So we'll see both candidates. I think they're a lot between now and the and an election day.
I can remember years past when I'm waiting for the results to come in, and you know, you're watching on TV and you're waiting, you know, hopefully by bedtime you know who the president is.
Yeah.
And like, you know, everybody, you have who you want it to be, and there are certain states that when they come in, like I remember there was one Florida, election year where Ohio, a state came in and I was like, I can go to bed now because I know we got this one.
Right.
Yeah, because it's like, yeah, Ohio, Florida, there's a couple, and it's like, and if that one comes in, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's those are election night watches. I always like when they have the special sounder, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we're ready to call a race, mm-hmm, and the graphics
dun,
on the screen.
Right.
Very dramatic. Yeah, so there you go. So that's that will be a big deal. By the way, we are a little more than a week away from the first of three presidential debates. So that will be interesting to see.
And where are they happening? Do we know?
You know, the first one.
Virtually.
I thought the first one was supposed to be in Michigan, but that got moved.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. How they're doing it? I'm not sure.
Yeah. Because I don't know that we really got a lot of information about that other than that they're happening.
We know that Chris Wallace is doing the first one.
Right.
And then
That's good.
I'm not sure where the other two go. So we'll see.
When I typed in, where will the first presidential debate be held? It says Cleveland, Ohio.
Hmm.
Oh,
okay.
But don't quote me on that. That's just what Google is pulling up. So.
Well, no one said we had to be right.
Yeah.
We just have to assume.
Correct. We just provide answers. Yeah. If they're right, we don't know.
Shinola is doing its part for National Voter Registration Day, which is today, to get customers to the polls. Shoppers will be able to register to vote at Shinola stores using QR codes and texting instructions on their smartphones. Shinola is observing Election Day as a paid company holiday so employees can cast their ballots.
Okay. Wow.
By the way, I am surprised. I thought, do you guys remember when you went back, when you registered to vote when you were 18? Did you register to vote?
I did not.
You didn't. No. I think I did. I don't remember. But my daughter yesterday got a letter in the mail from Jocelyn Benson. And it was like, hey, you're 18. You will be registered to vote if you don't reply to this.
That's
so
great.
So it was basically like you would have had to, she would have had to send back the form with the check, like, don't register to me to vote. Because I thought, I was like, you know, that's going to be our thing this year. We're going to go vote together.
Well, we must have made progress because I know for a long time there's been an argument and a battle over allowing people to register with license renewals.
Yes.
And, you know, that it should be easy for us to register. And it's never been as easy as it could be. And we have fought over that. And so it sounds like it's getting easier if that happened.
Well, now there's ways you can check, you know, you can check to see, you know, online if you're registered, what location you're supposed to be at, all that. I mean, I know exactly where I can go.
Right. And also the concern about, you know, double voting or duplicating if you're voting by mail. You know, just proof that that's not really going to be an issue. I went online to get my ballot because I honestly got one. I think it was in the primaries, but I that's all worn and I got. And it said, we sent it to you. So, you know what I mean? It's not like they're keeping track of that because I'm
yeah.
But I don't have it. I don't want to have to go to the polls.
Not to mention that it's illegal. I mean,
you're right, right, right.
I mean, there is no way to vote. I'm not saying you couldn't get caught, but I'm saying, I mean, you could
try. Sure, but
I mean that you will get.
Yeah,
they'll come
right,
after you.
Right,
you try doing that.
Please tell me you guys have some good news.
Tell me something good.
It is time for Feeling Good in the D with Jay Towers in the morning today. This is a real good feel good. Really like this one. By the way, the little boy's name I'm about to tell you about, his name is Wolfgang. And I feel like we don't have a lot of Wolfgangs anymore. Allison, do we?
Just Eddie Van Halen's son. That's it.
Right.
And Wolfgang Puck.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. So this is the story of a three-year-old in Toronto who is obsessed with garbage trucks. So he, of course, got to invite the two people to his birthday that meant the most because his parents said they're social distancing. You can only have two guests. Who do you want it to be? And he chose his two sanitation workers.
That is so awesome. Aww. I love it.
Did they show up in the truck?
I think they did. Listen to what happened here.
He took a liking to him and he took a liking to us. Wolfie's a really great kid.
Without hesitation, he said, you're in DJ.
Since you're part of the pack, we got you something.
You can play me with my garbage trucks.
Help the family, get the kids something to do during this lockdown and bring out the good spirits.
They hung out with him in the front yard and then gave him his own uniform for little Wolfgang.
Aww. Of course they did. That is so sweet. Yeah. Little Wolfie.
I love that, though. Back in the day when we were kids, you know, your mail carrier, the sanitation workers, you love them.
My dad was the, he worked for the city of Chicago for like 30 plus years. Mm-hmm. He was the garbage man, and he was beloved on his route. People baked for him, gave him presents.
Yeah.
Like, he just, he was like a rock star.
Love it. Well, there you go. Alan Longstreet joins us from Fox 2. Alan, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Alan, I want to ask you, so you have three kids at home.
Sure do.
And was there morning sickness for your wife?
Oh.
Was there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like,
all the time.
Like brutal, like sick and things like
that. Oh, yeah. She was, yeah.
So was your oldest aware that mom was sick when she was having the kids or no?
No, she was, I think she was like 2 at the time. So she just knew enough to be mad that mom couldn't play like normal.
Gotcha. Now, Allison and Chelsea may be wondering, why these questions? Why now? Here's why. There's a viral video going around this morning of a toddler who is so used to seeing mom with the morning sickness throwing up that now the child impersonates it. Which I think is really funny. Listen to... a pregnant mom sharing a video of her toddler, her daughter, pretending to have morning sickness.
Do you feel better? A little better?
They really copy every single thing that you do.
Yeah.
Right.
Everything.
Sometimes you hear little kids cuss and you think, oh, that's funny.
Right. Oh, yeah, sure.
Just think that the kid's like, whoa!
Yeah. It's like the kid was making fun of mom. Like, oh, it's so hard.
I know.
It's a tough time.
Oh. I had my nephew, I don't know if I told you guys this already, but I had my nephew upstairs in my room and he saw like a bottle of wine that was up there and he grabbed it. Now it had a cork in it, but he grabbed it and like pretended that he was drinking it. And I'm like, where did you get that from?
Oh. Dude, my kid loves to smell my beer.
Two
of the kids are smart and they're like, oh, that's disgusting. It smells awful. The other kid, nose deep, is like, I want to sniff this.
That's the one you're gonna need to keep
an
eye
on. Yeah. Now it makes me nervous for later though.
Yeah.
Makes me very nervous.
Make sure you're not using a lot of glue for projects. You don't want them sniffing glue.
No. I'm gonna get a clothespin for that nose.
What was that? An airplane? Remember that scene?
Yeah.
Looks like I
picked the wrong day. Like sniffing glue.
How are we looking weather wise?
We're good. We're golden. I mean, like 75 today, sunshine. And fall. Happy fall, everybody. 9:31.
Yes.
What we're going to do right here is go back into time, back into time.
Time for Back in the Day.
Take me back.
Back in the Day is brought to you by Dorsey Essential Healthcare Classes, starting soon. See them at dorsey.edu. All right, so here's a couple of things. 158 years ago, in 1862, Abraham Lincoln issued the preliminary Emancipation Proclamation, declaring that all slaves in rebel states should be free as of January 1st, 1863. Very important day.
47 years ago.
There might have been, was that 47? No. Well, I know that's the start of the Gettysburg Address, but is that what he was referring to?
No, I don't think that's it.
35 years ago, in 1985, the first Farm Aid concert was put on. Oh, Willie Nelson, Neil Young, John Mellencamp were the main organizers. That show raised $7 million.
Wow.
For farmers.
I feel bad. I don't remember ever hearing about that. And I think that's, I mean, $7 million for farmers' families. I think that that's like a great.
Well, weren't you born in like 87?
Yes, but I'm just saying that I've never even heard in like a history. You know, I've heard of Woodstock before. Mm-hmm. I wasn't born then. I've never heard of this concert.
It wasn't as big. I mean, obviously, you can see by what it raised. I mean, usually these things raise
more.
The tens of millions. Yeah.
It wasn't Live Aid, that's for sure.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
But when you think Johnny Cash, Bob Dylan, Bon Jovi, John Mellencamp, Willie Nelson are all, I mean, those are big names.
Mm-hmm. 7 million was good for 1985, but yeah, it wasn't as much. Again, it wasn't Live Aid. What else? Here's one for you. Today, in 1989, the show Baywatch debuted for the first time. I liked the theme song to Baywatch more than I liked Baywatch.
Right. That show was like the, you know, the butt of so many jokes.
Yeah.
But David Hasselhoff was laughing all the way to the bank.
Yeah, he was.
Although I think there was a time that guy could live a lavish lifestyle just on Baywatch royalties. But where do you ever see Baywatch now? I don't think any royalty checks are coming in because who shows Baywatch? It used to be all over the place.
Yeah, and it used to always be on the weekend. I used to see that. Mm-hmm. And, but he's got to be getting Knight Rider money, though, right? Or is that? I don't see that anywhere either.
Maybe just his big singing career in Germany.
Well, he's very big in Germany.
Very big.
So you're required to say that. Today, in 1989, the show Family Matters debuted, which was another part of TGIF.
My latest invention.
Oh, that's nice. Now get it out of here.
Really? Don't you at least want to know what it is?
No, get rid of it, then send me a brochure.
I loved Carl Winslow, and the thing I loved about him was he was my favorite cop on TV, in a movie in Die Hard.
Right.
He had such a great role in Die Hard because he's like talking to Bruce Willis and they never got to see each other there. He was on the police radio and he was helping him and then to show up as a police officer and it was great.
Yeah.
I loved it. And that took place in Chicago.
Yeah, Family Matters. It did. Yep.
Well, and don't forget about Urkel.
Oh, God, that was the worst part.
Did I do that? It's like you have to do it every single time you talk about him.
Jay Towers in the Morning on demand. Here's the Hollywood Minute with Chelsea.
Yesterday was the season premiere of Kelly Clarkson's talk show once again. And as we all know, she did file for divorce throughout quarantine and she discussed it a little bit.
I'm usually very open and I usually talk about everything. But in this case, I will talk a little bit here and there about how it affects me personally, but probably won't go too far into it because, you know, I'm a mama bear and my kids come first.
Okay. She also said she definitely didn't see anything coming. You know, this wasn't something that she like expected to happen. And it's unfortunate that it did. She did stress, though, that she is doing okay.
That's that's telling. I mean, to say that, because then that implies that you were not necessarily the person that wanted it.
It sounds like the guy.
If you say I didn't see it coming. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm reading too much into it.
No, I know what you're saying.
Vanderpump Rules stars Jax Taylor, who is from Detroit, and his wife, Brittany Cartwright, are pregnant with their first child. They announced the good news on Monday in an Instagram post. The baby will be due April 2021. They are having a gender reveal party this Sunday. Literally, like, half the cast of Vanderpump Rules is pregnant right now.
That was Stassi.
Stassi, Lala, and now Brittany. Detroit's Kristen Doty is not pregnant yet.
No.
Yes.
But Stassi's fired, right?
Yes.
So is Kristen, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. On Monday, Drew Barrymore told Paris Hilton that she, too, had been locked up in solitary confinement in boarding school. If you want to play a little bit of that.
Certainly.
I've had the people come and take me away. I've been locked up in solitary confinement. I will say that I was very rebellious. I started riots there all the time.
I had to remind myself that I love Drew Barrymore because I watched Charlie's Angels over the weekend. The one, the Charlie's Angels with Bill Murray in it. It's so funny.
Yeah.
It's really good. That was a great movie.
Yeah, it's not a bad, you know, remake of an old show. Mm-mm.
Drew also told Paris Hilton that her life was the mirror image of everything that she has been through. And I am excited to see that Paris Hilton documentary come out, or, you know, this little...
Yeah, a lot of people are talking about it.
I just envision me trying to listen to this interview, and then this happened to me. Oh, my God, and that happened to me. And
that's a fake voice. I heard her real speaking voice just last week, and it's mind-blowing why she doesn't just talk like that all the time.
We've talked about that. We just talked about that recently. Anybody that talks like this, that's not a real accent.
No, it's forced.
That's so forced.
It's like Madonna doesn't have an English accent.
Well,
she does live there.
Right. Okay. TV Tonight, the first elimination on Dancing with the Stars and America's Got Talent.
All right, Chelsea, thank you. Coming up next, Allison's Bubble. Some new info for the brain.
Jay Towers in the morning, 100.3
WNIC. It is time for Allison's Bubble. Something new into the brain today. Allison, what do you have?
I thought this was really interesting. Until the 1940s, baby boys were dressed in pink and baby girls were dressed in blue. Pink was for boys because it was considered a stronger color, and blue was for girls because it was considered more delicate and dainty. And that's how it always was up until around 1940 when somehow it shifted. But it's so weird because those colors are so definitively, you know, marked for, you know, blue is for boy, pink is for girl.
I like in that Challenger documentary I watched, mm-hmm. I don't know if it was Sally Ride or Judith Resnick, both women in space, but when they got into the program and they got out to NASA and they got to Kennedy Space Center, to their barracks basically, or their rooms,
mm-hmm.
For the female astronauts, the sheets were pink, like pink satin. And they were so like offended by that. And
because they're no different than the male astronaut.
Yeah, it's like it was real condescending and just not cool. But because they were so smart.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, don't judge me by the color of my sheets. What are the most embarrassing things that each state Googles more than anyone else? Very, very interesting. Who would even think that they'd track this? But, you know, now that I've watched that documentary I told you about the social media experiment or dilemma.
I was going to say, is it called The Social Dilemma?
Yeah, I watched
Netflix.
That.
You didn't tell us about that.
I didn't tell you about that?
No, you didn't.
No, it's good. It'll make you not want to be on social media anymore.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Not because, I thought I told you, not because it's going to steal your identity, just because it learns way too much about you.
Right.
Here's an example. I don't understand this. I know we've talked about this before, and how does this happen? My daughter had a gift certificate or a gift card from the Lululemon store.
Mm-hmm.
Might have been from Christmas, could have been from her birthday. Somebody got it for her, whatever. She said, I want to use my gift card at Lululemon. I said, okay. We went to the mall. She scanned her thing, and then she had to wait 30 minutes to go into the store. But the next day, I get Lululemon stuff in my Instagram news feed.
Oh, yeah.
I did not look it up. I didn't see what the hours were.
I heard it.
But isn't that crazy? Doesn't that make you go, how is that happening?
Here's what's crazier than that, though. I figured that out a while ago. Like, I'll look up something, and the next thing you know, I'm bombarded with ads for the very thing I looked up.
Right.
But this is something that's weird. When we just simply I didn't Google it. I didn't search for it. We just simply had a conversation with my phone sitting nearby.
Right.
And then ads for what we...
Well, that's what he's saying.
But that's what happened. I never looked up Lululemon. I just said my daughter said she wants to go there, and I drove her there. That was
so you were just talking around your phone.
Yes.
I thought you said you scanned something.
No. When she got there, you don't stand in line anymore. You scan something and it
texts
you.
I thought it was in your phone.
The point is, I wouldn't even know how to spell that.
Okay.
Is
then
it L-O-U-L-O-U?
Right.
Is
I don't know.
L-U-L-U? I don't
L-U-L-U.
Know.
L-U-L-U. You should know that.
All I know is it's got a weird symbol. I don't know what that symbol is.
All right. Well, you guys want to know what's even weirder? I have thought about things before. Like, I could really use a new vacuum. Thought about it. Didn't speak it. Didn't look it up. I have an ad for a new vacuum.
But that's what this...
That is bizarre.
That's what this documentary shows you. That it has... That the... Social media has found a way to put things subconsciously in your head.
Mm.
That's what's crazy. And it's true. It really is. You'll watch it and go, oh, I didn't know that. So I think we often think like they're going to try to get a credit card and go try to be me. No, it's more than that. It's way deeper than that.
Ugh.
All right. Where was I telling you? Oh, the stuff that gets Googled.
Embarrassing things we Google.
Thank you. Like, for instance, in Delaware, people have been Googling the most, are aliens real? In Florida, how to get rid of ghosts. In Illinois, Allison, what do we breathe out? Carbon dioxide.
Right.
In Indiana, how's a baby made? So what is the most embarrassing thing that people in Michigan...
Wow, wait a second. In Indiana, the largest, most embarrassing...
How is a baby
that
made?
That many people don't know that they have to ask? I'm concerned about that.
Michigan, what am I good at? And I almost feel bad when I see that.
That is sad.
But how could Google answer that for you?
But think about this.
Google can't answer what you're good at.
Well, but no, but it could give you some kind of a test that maybe you would fill out to learn.
Oh, okay.
I look at it this way. If you're out of work, if you don't have a job, or you want to change jobs, what am I good at? Maybe people are looking for it as a way to help them figure out what their untapped skill is. I don't know.
So they're looking for a test.
Right.
Okay, that makes sense. Because Google can't... I would think that most of us have a hand on what we're good at.
By the way, should Allison move to Ohio? Maybe. Why?
No, she shouldn't.
Because in Ohio, the number one thing is, does my cat love me?
I can answer that for you.
That's true. You don't need to Google it.
Your cat loves you.
Yeah, of course.
And don't worry about its stank attitude.
Yeah. And like any odd relationship, it may not show it, but it loves you. A couple stories here in our coronavirus craziness. Would you be willing to increase your risk of catching coronavirus for a cheap flight that was unlimited? There are some airlines in other countries that are starting to do this. For example, Air Canada is offering a deal where people can fly anywhere, anytime for $2,260 a month. Air Asia is offering unlimited flights for people inside Malaysia for just $121 for the year.
Wow.
Okay, well, that seems more realistic. The $2,260 per month, I mean,
but look at it
who's going to do that?
But look at it this way, Chels. If you... Let's say you're going to be off for the month of January and you're like, I'm off for the month of January. I want to go explore. I want to explore
the world.
I mean, think about it. You buy two plane tickets. You might be getting close there in price. $2,260 taking unlimited flights.
To
unlimited
anywhere.
Yeah. Pretty good. Movie theater popcorn, as our friend Paul Glantz and Anthony over at Imagine have told us. It's been tough this year. Theaters make a lot of money off the popcorn because they don't make a lot off the movies.
Right.
And that's how they keep themselves going in the concessions. It has led to the company that supplies the popcorn to have all this extra inventory. Now they're trying to find a way to sell it. I mean, I think that company should find a way to sell to consumers, right? To make popcorn, I guess. I don't know.
Seriously, because I have in my cupboard microwave popcorn, and I think it's called super movie butter.
Yeah.
Like super, and it's not. It's never going to be as buttery as the movie theater
never
or as good.
Never.
So, yeah.
Do you remember the, did you ever have the popcorn? Maybe they still have it. I think it was Orville Redenbacher. Remember they had the caramel corn? It was popcorn, and it came with a package of caramel that you poured over the popcorn, and then you shook it up. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. We're looking at a substitute teacher shortage this year, with teachers potentially being out for weeks at a time because of coronavirus, flu, whatever. Not enough substitutes are there to fill the jobs.
That's sad.
Will there be a shortage? We'll see. And there you go. There's a couple of your Corona stories this morning. The popcorn one does interest me, though. I'm curious to know what they're going to do. Couldn't they use that as chicken feed or something?
or to stuff beanbags with. I don't know. There's got to be something we can do with all of that.
Yeah. All right. There you go. It's time for Music Mystery Solved. Music Mystery Solved today. These are great. These are things you didn't know.
And we don't normally solve them.
No. It's just like, it's always why. Like, right. Why does this person have a new song? What was their reasoning? This different. Here we go. First one. Landslide, one of my favorites, one of the best, from Stevie Nicks.
Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I've built my life around you.
Stevie Nicks wrote Landslide about her difficult breakup with Lindsey Buckingham in 1974, just before they joined Fleetwood Mac. She said, quote, "Fear never helps relationships, and when you're scared about what your or where your next money is coming from, it is nerve-wracking." And she wrote Landslide. So those two, passionately, even no matter what arguments and terribleness, do that song together on stage. She wrote it about him.
What I find more interesting about that fact is that it was before they joined Fleetwood Mac, mm-hmm. that they had a big... Well, a lot of times...
It was Buckingham Nicks. That was the name of the band.
Warren's got one of their 8-tracks.
I bought the album.
And look how young they... I mean, because think about when they joined Fleetwood Mac a million years ago.
That's right.
So they've broken up and got back together a lot of times.
Did she ever date him?
Lindsey Buckingham?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
they're... Forever.
Yes.
Forever.
Oh, okay.
They were together.
I thought you meant that they had broken up from their group.
Oh, no. Yes, okay. They were in a relationship. I think all the way back, maybe to high school. I mean,
and then they got back together after that Landslide breakup because they were together in Fleetwood Mac.
That's right, and they broke up again.
Mm-hmm.
Toxic.
Then there's the Rumors album.
Oh, so good. We could do a whole conversation about mm-hmm. that. Okay, next one. You ready for this one?
Hey, Jude.
When John Lennon divorced his first wife in the late 60s, Paul McCartney wrote Hey Jude for John's son Julian to make him feel better. It was initially Hey Jules, but he changed it to Hey Jude because Jules was a mouthful to sing.
Right? Wow. Well, at least someone was trying to make Julian feel better. It certainly wasn't his dad.
Right.
Sorry about that. Whoops, sorry. Sometimes that stuff just comes out. Sorry. My bad.
Once I tell you this next solved music mystery, you'll never be able to unhear it. Dolly Parton. Chelsea, you need a coffee.
And this gives me a chance to tell you my Dolly fun fact Parton that I learned this morning.
Can I tell mine first?
Oh, for sure.
Dolly Parton used her acrylic nails as a sound effect while recording 9 to 5. She said, "They make noise, kind of like a typewriter to me, and I play it on the actual song. It says, Nails by Dolly. So if I play it for you, you will hear her nails right now."
Yes.
Weird.
Yes, and she credits it on the album.
Credits on
it.
Like, okay,
Triangle
your Dolly fun fact.
Dolly Parton's mother sewed her toes back on when she was a kid.
I didn't know that.
Yep, they didn't have money to go to the doctor, so when Dolly pulled almost all her toes off her foot climbing a fence, her mom sewed them back on with the same needles she made the quilts with.
Oh, man.
Are you
100%
sure?
I am 97.9% sure.
I mean, that's a story.
Yeah, right?
No,
it's true.
All right.
I'm looking that one up right now.
I don't blame you.
You know what? No,
I don't blame you.
That's too outrageous to not be true. You wouldn't make that up.
Oh, my God. And the quilt thing is real.
Mm-hmm.
She had to sew her toes back on her foot with the same needle she used to make her quilt. Well, that reminds me of my grandma cutting my grandpa's hair with the same scissors that she cuts the pizza with.
The bacon scissors. Yeah.
See? And that's why you don't. See, this is the problem. This is everything wrong with Allison. She gives us one of these, which screws us over the next 5 times.
I lull you into a false sense of security.
You always give us just enough truth to screw it up the next time, and then I'm wrong. Alicia Keys wrote "If I Ain't Got You" on a plane immediately after she found out that Aaliyah had died in a plane crash. Didn't know that.
Didn't know that.
Beautiful song.
Wow.
It's one of my favorites by her.
Finally, last music mystery solved today. Miss Jackson by Outkast. Andre 3000's apology to Erykah Badu's mother for their breakup. And she loved it. Erykah said, quote, she bought herself a Miss Jackson license plate. She had the mug, an ink pen, and the headband. Everything. She knew she was Miss Jackson. And she loved being Miss Jackson.
That's awesome. I did know that. I did know that that song was written for Erykah's mom.
I had no idea.
What I'm more interested in is, how does Erykah feel about the breakup?
Well, her mom, well, you know, it's always about making her mom happy.
Her always. Mom was super happy. She got a song out of it. Sorry about you, Erykah.
There's your music mystery on 100.3 WNIC. Today is the first day of fall. So what are some of the things happening in fall that we should know about? Halloween-wise, obviously, are kids trick-or-treating this year? 23% of Americans say they're still planning to take their kids trick-or-treating this year, according to this new article that's out today. That's down from 29% last year. You'd think it'd be lower, though, but again, only 23% of Americans are taking their kids out. Doesn't that number seem low? Even 29 last year seemed low.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nerve-wracking time. I mean, you just, you don't want to be out walking door to door, you know.
Touching candy.
Right. Well, and having each different door open to you. And it's just, you know, I mean, there's still a lot of people out there that are treading lightly. So you want to do something for the kids.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do it in a creative way, I guess. That still lets them have the fun, lets them still be kids. Here's something you may have seen yesterday. Mariah Carey tweeted, "Thanksgiving is canceled." And then she did some other strange tweets after that. So people were freaking out, saying, "Like, who's Mariah Carey to cancel?"
She's not the boss, exactly. She doesn't decide.
Of course, Allison's going to be so fired up about it. I'm going to have two Thanksgivings now.
But here's the thing, Allison. Maybe it's brilliant because you know what she did? Mm. She was tweeting yesterday chapter names of her new book. And one of the chapters is Thanksgiving is Canceled.
Yeah. Well, there's a chapter in my book called Soul Patrol. So
isn't that the guy from...
Yes. And it is a reference to him.
Okay.
Random.
I really need to read your book.
You didn't read Allison's book?
I haven't read it yet. I know. Oh. And I'm so sorry.
Did you know she wrote one? It's available on Amazon.
I'll get it this weekend. I got one at home. I'll bring you one.
Oh,
I'll bring you one.
Will you inscribe it to her?
I will.
And I'll send you a Batman v Superman.
I'm doing.
Oh, great.
And there you go. And
there's load her up.
And there's the claim to fame. That's all we have. Chelsea mentioned this a little while ago. The original Friday the 13th is coming back to theaters for its 40th anniversary. And last but not least, how rich do you have to be to hire someone else to make you look like you spend time outside? Gucci is selling pairs of denim overalls for $1,400. The overalls come with grass stains. Yes, they're pre-stained.
Oh, my goodness.
So stupid.
There you go.
Come on.
It is time for Detroit's favorite game, Battle of the Sexes, brought to you by our friends at Oakland Mall. Allison's going to play for Dottie again, working at Oakwood, going for her second win. I will play for Mike, who is a stay-at-home dad. Let's play Battle of the Sexes. Chelsea.
Allison, name an animal whose print looks natural on them, but gaudy when your neighbor wears it.
Leopard.
Yes, that is the number one answer. 10 points for that. Jay, name something that you'd wear to a wedding in the desert.
A linen, something linen?
That is the third best answer. 1 point for that. Sandals was number one. Huh. Allison, name something that's personalized.
License plate.
Yes, number one answer. 10 points. Jay, name a reason you might skip lunch.
Why would I skip lunch? Because I had a big breakfast.
Not hungry was the number one answer. 10 points for that. Allison is in the lead at 20-11. Allison, name something a kid with a broken arm would have a hard time doing at school.
Writing.
Yes. Number one answer, and you have a perfect game.
Wow.
And Jay, name a specific type of business that usually has an ATM inside.
A convenience store.
That is the third best answer. 1 point for that. A bank is the number one, and Allison wins 30-12.